Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet. Earth Overshoot Day is not the most fun day of all as it marks the day when we, the Earth's inhabitants, have used up more from nature than our planet can renew in a whole year. More specifically, it is when we have used more ecological resources and services than nature can regenerate through overfishing, over-harvesting forests and emitting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than forests can sequester. The earlier the Earth's overshoot day falls, the more rapidly we've been consuming the Earth's natural resources generated during the year. If Earth's overshoot day were to fall on December 31st, it would mean that we had managed to take exactly what the Earth had to offer all of us for the year, no more, no less. When it was first conceived by the UK-based New Economics Foundation, in partnership with the Global Footprint Network in 2006, Earth Overshoot Day fell in October. In only 10 years, it had moved forward by 2.5 months. However, if we calculate the Earth Overshoot Day country by country, the results are quite different. The Global Footprint Network estimates how many Earths we would be needed if the global population lived like any given population. Today, we consume 1.6 times the Earth's capacity, but if we all lived the same way as Americans or Australians, we would need about 5 planet Earths to fulfill our needs. Earth Overshoot Day would fall mid-March. If everyone lived as the French do, we would need 3 planet Earths. Earth Overshoot Day would fall early May. Countries such as India are still under the consumption limit of what the Earth produces in a year, meaning that Earth Overshoot Day doesn't exist, but those countries are very few. As a whole, we are rapidly draining the Earth's resources and even entering a vicious circle as we are slowly hindering its capacity to renew and provide for us. We need to make a whole lot of progress in terms of how we manage our resources if we want to move Earth Overshoot Day back towards New Year's Eve. And unfortunately, it's going to take a heck of a lot more than recycling our Christmas champagne bottles. Getting involved in the environment debate in our daily lives can be quite difficult and sometimes uncomfortable. As we all know, there are many stereotypes attached to the issues and those who fight them. There is also large-scale disinformation, as a lot is at stake for various major industries, but also more fundamentally for the way we conduct our collective lives in the Western world. For me, the first step is to increase our own awareness, start noticing how we personally relate to what the Earth provides, namely 99% of what we eat, wear, build, and use, to look at a specific habit we have that we may question and makes us uneasy at times, and get informed on how it affects the Earth. And of course, to continue listening to 10 Minutes for the Planet. Bye everyone, see you next week.